Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. We have relationships with anything and everything in our lives, and how we relate with every one of them makes all the difference. Today's relationship has to do with my unique approach related to loss in general. For us to master any conflict related to that, we need to understand some of the invisible influences impacting us in the aftermath of loss, regardless of how it's expressed in our lives. Normally, I have the topics of my radio show picked out weeks in advance. This show on loss was planned for last week, and little did I know it would be the exact day we buried my mom. Yes, as much as we were mentally preparing for the day she unexpectedly passed away in the wee hours of the morning on February 23rd. For me, I'm aware I lost my mom. And as of right now, I'm also aware I don't realize all that I have lost in the process of losing her. Loss isn't only related to the death of a loved one. It expresses itself in so many other ways in our lives. Loss typically refers to the experience of being deprived of something valuable or meaningful. It encompasses various aspects of our lives, including things like relationships, material possessions, opportunities, status, or aspects of ourselves such as health or identity. As we deal with the absence or change of what was once present, we experience emotions such as anger, grief, sadness, emptiness, or a longing for something. Coping with loss often involves processes of mourning, adaptation, or finding meaning and acceptance in the face of change. Depending on what we lost, we as human beings experience unrest of some kind, regardless if that unrest is expressed mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, or even energetically in nature. There is never a good time for loss, doesn't matter what it is, especially if it's unexpected. When we lose someone or something, what have we really lost? I know that sounds odd to hear, so let's look at that. Think about losing your cell phone. Nowadays, pretty much everyone has one. We use our cell phones for so many things. We do banking on them. We have all kinds of apps. We do a lot of our communicating with them. If we lost our cell phone, what would we be losing? What does our cell phone represent for us? Now, those are powerful questions. Have you ever thought of that? We'd lose more than just a physical piece of hardware. There was a group of us talking about losing cell phones, and one person in the group shared, they ever lost their cell phone, they'd lose their life. That was quite the expression. Their cell phone represented their life. Losing a cell phone would be very different for someone who uses their cell phone all the time versus someone who uses it occasionally. And I invite you to think about what losing something like a cell phone represents to you. Now, think of losing your wallet. When we lose our wallet, we lose so much more than just some cash. There's our bank and credit cards, along with a big one, our identification. What does our wallet represent for us? I'll share a personal experience. Back in 2015, I was in Chennai, India. I went to use my wallet, and it was gone. I was scared. Immediately, I connected with my spouse in Canada and got him to put a stop on my bank and credit cards, which he did. And mentally, I began backtracking through my travels, trying to recall where could I have lost it? Like, no luck. I went inside myself and asked my divine to show me the lesson she wanted me to learn through this experience. I became aware of some unrest I was dealing with spiritually. And there it was. My unrest had to do with my identity as a soul. I cried knowing this experience had blessed me with greater understanding of the relationship between me and my soul. My wallet represented identity for me. I then said out loud, if my wallet was mine by divine right, it will come back to me. I had to let go of my attachment, which was pretty big, and surrendered it over to my divine. I arrived at the Oneness University, and while unpacking my suitcase, my wallet literally jumped out onto the floor. I couldn't believe my eyes. I had gone through that suitcase 2 times, even had everything unpacked and repacked again. That experience not only helped me gain greater insights, it also returned my wallet. Losing things like our cell phones, keys to our homes or vehicles, losing our wallets, I don't know about you, but my world comes to a dead stop and my attention immediately becomes focused on finding them. Of course, fear surfaces. We've lost something that represents great value to us. We have no choice but to physically take action, preventing any further loss or damage from taking place. Life brings us experiences related to losing things like a job or a big financial loss. Things like losing control, track of time, or our way in life. And going a little further, we lose things like memory or feelings in different parts of the body. Over the last week, I ran into a lady who's dealing with the loss of feelings in her whole leg. She had no idea when something would hurt her leg or her foot and was really struggling. Yes, we experience losing different things in our day-to-day lives, and I'm not downplaying any part of the loss. Not at all. When we do lose something, I invite us to consider what have we really lost. Loss puts us in a state of unrest where we have something unresolved to deal with. And I'm going to add, when we're struggling or in conflict over the loss, we'll be confronted with an attachment causing us to look deeper inside. What are we attached to? Life isn't about not losing. It's about learning and growing from each new experience we have. And as much as we've lost something, consider this. We'll also gain something in the process of healing from the loss. Give that a thought today. Now let's move on to relationships. We can lose relationships because of things like fighting and arguing, outgrowing the other person, interfering in someone's life, or because of death. And let's look at each one of those. I personally feel it's normal for arguing and fighting to take place in relationships, especially the ones closest to us. Things need to be spoken and at times causing emotions to surface. But when words are continually spoken in a hurtful way, diminishing another person's self-esteem and worth, eventually over time it results in a loss of some kind or the loss of the relationship itself. Next, it's not uncommon to outgrow a relationship. This happens when we make life choices that aren't compatible with each other. or when we no longer choose to tolerate things like disrespect or even abuse. Interfering in another person's life can result in ending a relationship, especially if they've asked multiple times not to interfere. For example, we can lose relationships by interfering in our children's lives. And sometimes it doesn't stop there. If they have children, that can result in losing those relationships as well. Relationships are also lost because of death. I appreciate there's a huge difference between the deaths of someone who's suffering because they're in so much pain, as opposed to someone who dies suddenly because of an accident. One kind of death is expected, giving us time to prepare for the loss. Plus, when pain is involved, on some level we're grateful that they've been relieved of their pain and suffering. The other kind of death is unexpected, making it more difficult to deal with the loss itself. Whether expected or not, our world as it is has now changed forever. Those kinds of losses sure do cause us to do some soul searching inside. And what are we searching for? When a child, a spouse, a parent, or even a best friend passes away, doesn't matter what the relationship is, all kinds of questions surface as to why it happened. We look for the why so we can find our way to being at peace inside. Now, what's the difference between losing relationships through death, breakup, or hurt feelings? To me, each one of those leaves us in a place of struggle and conflict inside. We're left dealing with unresolved stuff, I'll call it, related to the experience. Depending on what took place, there'll be mind chatter, causing emotional conflict, leaving the physical body to respond accordingly. There'll be spiritual unrest, and our energetic levels will be affected as well. Initially, we might not know what we've lost or what the relationship represented to us. But one thing for sure, they'll be learning and growing along the way. In reflection of the situation with my mom, I learned a number of life lessons. One day we were visiting her in the hospital. She didn't seem to be in a good space for visitors, so we didn't stay too long. I was struggling with that because to me it was like mom wasn't fighting for her life. Shortly after leaving the hospital, I started getting a headache, which wasn't normal for me at all. The moment I became aware of this, I started asking myself what the heck was going on. And within minutes, Mom came to my conscious mind. As I thought of her, I remembered what she was like when we were up there with her. She was in a lot of pain, didn't want to talk, didn't want to eat or drink. She didn't want to do anything, only sleep. That bothered me. I realized with my headache I had been putting pressure on myself, thinking I should have been able to do something to make her either drink or make her pain go away. And wow, when I thought of that, my headache intensified. My physical body was helping me to see something about myself, and so I closed my eyes and went inside to be with my thoughts and feelings. I realized I had no control over what Mom was doing or not doing, and it didn't take long for the tears to surface and the healing to take place. Whatever was causing me to put pressure on myself had shifted and the headache was gone. I was more at peace with myself, and only then did I understand Mom was in the process of completing her life. During my moments of feeling disempowered, I learned these words. Divine Mother, relieve Mom of her pain and suffering. Somehow those words comforted me at a time when I felt helpless and I said them over and over for the next few days. It didn't take long, and my mom was where she wanted to be. She was one of the beautiful flowers in God's garden. You're sure welcome to use those words if you ever need them. If someone you know is experiencing pain, consider asking your divine to help relieve them of their pain and suffering. Mom was done and wanted to depart from Earth. On one hand, I struggled with that. And on the other, I knew her life was complete. She was 86. I said the things I wanted to say to her and felt good about that. And you know, before Mom passed, I did connect with a wonderful medium that was more for my own self and asked her about Mom. She shared these words with me. You were incredibly blessed to have your beautiful mom with you for as long as you have. You don't always have to be in a better space or okay with it all. You're human. We tend to feel selfish and want our loved ones to stay with us forever, and they should. They do leave the present plane, but they never leave our hearts. Take each moment you spend with your mom as a gift. I share those words with you. Maybe they can help you at a time of loss as well. Now, I had my own questions as Mom was completing her life. And not long after Mom passed, a friend shared a recording from a medium named Belinda Womack. She was channeling the archangels and the ascended masters. And here's a bit about what she said about death. Death can be like, yay, I get out of school, summer vacation. That concept can bring joy at times. Remember, the soul decides and the soul rules the physical body. The soul decides how long to stay and when they get to go. Whatever the soul needed to experience to evolve at a soul level, they decide and ask to experience it in this lifetime on Earth. Belinda shared how dying wasn't scary. It was full of grace. And then she added, it was living that was scary. Now to me, the scary part has to do with the struggle and conflict we experience at a time of loss. We have no control over what another soul chooses, and sometimes that can be quite difficult. Is loss any easier to deal with when we make the choice or when the choice is made for us? When someone wants to divorce their spouse or their spouse asks for a divorce? Is loss any easier to deal with if they divorce a spouse of 15 years or they lose them unexpectedly to death? I don't think there's a blanket answer for those questions. Maybe, maybe not. Each experience is unique depending on what took place in the relationship. When a person is gone, regardless of choice, that person was a part of their lives, and now there's an empty space or void in its place. So what's left? Along with the memories, both good and bad, there's struggle and conflict inside. How do we move through that struggle and conflict? One day at a time, one experience at a time. Recently, I was reminded that we only see this current lifetime with people. We don't know about all the past lifetimes we've been together or what we were here in this lifetime to balance for our souls to be complete with each other. Knowing that, does it make it any easier to accept loss? Probably not. But I do feel over time we'll find our way to being at peace inside. I've heard people say they know how it feels when someone loses the same kind of relationship they have. For example, when someone loses their father, they say they know what the person is feeling because they've also lost their father. I'd like to challenge that concept and will speak directly to that example. Yes, we both lost our fathers, but how can we say we know what another person is feeling? Why? Because what we lose in a relationship is different for everyone. And I'll share a personal experience. We lost our dad in 2015. And one of my sisters then experienced losing her husband in 2023. That was last year. They have three amazing daughters, all of whom lost their father at the time. One day I happened to be talking with my sister, and she shared how she knows what her children are feeling because she also lost a father. And I stopped her and I said, yes, her and her children lost their fathers, but she couldn't possibly know what her children were feeling or what they had lost besides a father. And this is important to hear. Why? Because the relationship my sister had with her father was very different from the relationship her children had with their father. My brother-in-law was a man who was like a true friend with each one of my nieces. He took time to guide them through discussions and experiences based on what each one of them needed or wanted. To them, they lost something more than just a dad. Can we really know what someone else is feeling when it comes to loss? Loss encompasses the past, the present, and the future. Give that a thought. I'm going to take a few minutes to also talk about people dealing with loss. I come from a family with six siblings. We all had the same mom, and yet had different relationships with her. Each one of us have been dealing with the loss differently. Now, there's no right or wrong way to deal with loss. We all lose things at different times in our lives, and we deal with the loss for different lengths of time. Depending on what we lost, whether it's someone or something, it's not always easy to mentally detach from the situation. The effects of the loss lingers on until the unrest we feel inside is healed and resolved. It lingers until we find our way to feeling at peace inside, and there's no set time for that to happen. Each one of us experiences something different because of things like the kind of relationship we had or how much time we spent with the person before the loss. Personally, how I felt when my dad passed away over 8 years ago is very different from how I feel with my mom's passing. What we experience will be different every time there's a loss. Why? Because with each loss, our consciousness grows and we gain a greater understanding of what loss represents in our lives. So let me ask you, how are you dealing with loss in your life? We never know how many days we have left with anyone or anything. Loss leaves a void or empty space, and our lives change the moment we become aware of it. Yes, with loss, things change. There's a change in how we relate to what was and what will be, whether it's the relationship with our cell phone or the relationship with our parents. There's a change in the way it was to now the way it will be going forward. And coping often involves moving through the processes of mourning, adaptation, and finding meaning or acceptance in the face of change. I'd like to end by sharing something I heard at my mom's funeral. The priest was talking about death, and he said, there's no doctors or nurses in heaven. There's no hospitals or ambulances in heaven. Why? Because there's no pain and suffering there. Those words touched my heart in a moment as I thought about Mama. She was now pain-free. What are we really losing when we lose something or someone? I've lost things and found them. I've lost things and they've been gone forever. Sometimes I can easily let them go, and other times there is so much struggle and attachment involved that it's not so easy to let it go. What is it for you? I invite you to take time to rethink the things you struggle with in life, with the intention of finding your way to feeling at peace inside no matter what it is. You're the one that matters the most, what you feel inside. And you know, there's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. In this show, I've talked about things like losing and anything related to loss. Going forward, I want to talk about the meanings we put to things. You'll want to hear about that. Next week's show is focused on the word mean and meaning and how it plays out in our lives. If you want to learn more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. If you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing and relationships of all kinds. Yes, of all kinds. We have a relationship with anything and everything. As a trainer and speaker, I'm passionate about guiding people to build authentic relationships from the inside out. I wish you so much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.